Everybody, welcome back to my podcast. One second, I had to adjust some of the levels. Why do I forget things? Welcome back to my podcast. This is called Going Through It. I'm your host, Liam Spencer. This is going up a little later. I typically post my podcast on Wednesday. This is going up on a Friday, I believe, tomorrow. Today is Thursday when I'm recording this. This week's been hectic, to tell you the least. That's why it's going up later. But, I did want to put a podcast out because I like my podcast. I actually like it a lot. And no, I don't have a huge audience for it. Sorry, I'd be, like, cleaning things. I'm, like, ADD. So, that noise is me wiping my desk. So, enjoy that ASMR. No one probably likes it at all. But I did want to put up a podcast because I actually really enjoy and have fun in doing these. It's weird. It's almost like a little therapy session. It's just me talking and nobody really responding. So for my people out there that like to talk a lot, I suggest starting a podcast. And maybe some people will listen. I really, gonna be honest with you guys, I have no idea what I'm even remotely gonna talk about in today's podcast. Like, not even a single clue. I write down ideas I have to kind of spark my, sometimes I go off the idea, sometimes it sparks another idea I might have, and I just kind of go off a general, like, theme. I'm gonna be honest, I got no theme for this podcast episode, but I want to be consistent, I want to put out content, and you know, sometimes the best ones are the ones that you don't really have planned. So, I'm just sitting here, talking, maybe a little update on my life. This last week has been crazy. I'm not even going to go into the details of it because I know we'd be going through it for a long time, in my personal life and work life, everything. But I will say one thing that happened this week that's huge is I got a roommate. This is the first time I've had a roommate before in college. Shout out to my roommates in college. You guys are awesome. You know who you are. If you're listening to this, sorry, I'd be, like, talking hella fast, I swear, on these things, and then I run out of breath, but, yeah, this is my first time having a roommate that wasn't, like, in college. Like, I have my own apartment and everything, and I have a roommate now, and he's actually pretty cool. He's from North Carolina. I'm living in Florida, for those of you who don't know. And he's 2 years younger than me. He's only 19. And yeah, he seems pretty cool. What's weird is, not weird, but what's kind of different is, God, I feel like I gotta breathe. I'm sorry, guys. I gotta get better at this whole podcasting thing, you know. I'm sorry, I'm still a rookie, still trying to figure it all out, so I apologize. What I was saying is, I get, like, nervous filming these. I don't even know why. Like, not filming, like, recording my audio. Sorry, I thought I heard something. I'm recording this while he's not in, like, the apartment because the walls are kind of thin and, like, I'm nervous and I'm also talking about him. But he's really cool. I've never had a non, like, a boy, like, a man as a roommate before. Like, it sounds weird, but I've only, like, most of my friends are females, like, I don't know, like, sorry, I keep hearing noise, I think it's the washing machine. I'm not gonna go into all the details of why I think that is and all that, but just saying, most of my friends are all females. I've only had female roommates before. Granted, I just came out as trans, like, 3 years ago, so, still fairly new, in terms of that, and so I now have a male roommate, which is really exciting for me because I'm trying to make more friends in general, but more friends that are guys, and it's cool. The odd thing about it is, since he's from North Carolina, I never met him before until he moved in like 3 days ago. Super cool. We've been bonding. His cousin's here till Saturday, so we've all been hanging out. Super cool guy, really nice, but I can tell he doesn't know I'm trans, which, there's no reason he would really know, because unless he, like, stalked my social media, which I clearly don't think he did, then, like, no one really knows that. Like, looking at me, you can't tell. And I haven't told him, because I'm kind of nervous, because he's my roommate, so I'm like, well, you just don't know how people are gonna take it. So, but I'm bad at like keeping secrets, especially because that's like a huge thing that's a part of me, and I'm like proud of it. I am, but it's kind of cool. One being like stealth. I'm like, that's what they call it, stealth. And so it's kind of cool because he just sees me as a guy, which I mean, all my friends who know who I am, like they see me as a guy too. I'm not saying that. But, like, it's just different. Like, he sees me as just a guy. But then that's when it gets kind of awkward. Like, for example, I know he doesn't know I'm trans because we were driving in the car and he mentioned something. We were talking about boating and, what's it called? Tubing. And he was talking about, like, oh, yeah, doesn't it suck when you just, like, smack your nuts on the water when you fall off an inner tube? And I was just sitting in the back and I was like, oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I was like, I can't relate to this. Like, I'm a guy, but, like, there's certain things, like, being trans you just cannot relate to, and it's just, like, so funny, because I'm just, like, sitting there, and I'm like, and then, oh, the funny thing was, I just remember this, so we were in the car driving, it was him, and his cousin, and me, and his cousin's name's Timothy, and his name's Colby, and they were FaceTiming one of their friends back home, and they brought up, like, unisex names. And Colby's saying how he just met a lot of girls named Colby, and he's like, doesn't it suck having, like, a gender-neutral name? And, well, he said asexual name, which is not really the correct term. But anyways, and I was just sitting in the back, and I was like, only if this dude knew. I was like, only if he knew, like, that I picked my name, and, like, my other name technically was gender-neutral. Like, it's just so funny to me, because it's like, you wouldn't think how many times, like, things can, like, relate or, like, bring it up being stealth. Like, people are like, oh, you can just be stealth and, like, there's no, like, big thing. But, like, for me, it's like, this, I've known this kid 3 days and there's already, like, 4 instances, like, that I could have said something. Like, not that I'd have to say something, but it's just, like, it always comes up, which I think is fine. But, oh, he might be back. I might have to end this soon. But I was just, like, it's just funny to me. Like, I've gotten so many compliments on my name. And every time somebody compliments me on my name, all I ever want, most of the, it's all strangers who don't know me. Every single time, I just want to reply back with them and say, thank you, I picked it out myself. But then I just confuse the fuck out of people. So it's just so odd. So, but tomorrow, we're actually going to the beach. And I haven't had top surgery yet. If you guys want to donate, I got a GoFundMe. Really trying to get top surgery, but don't have it yet. So that's, like, the only thing that will, like, give me away. So if I decide, I'm going to the beach with them, but if I decide to go swimming, I'm obviously going to, A, have to wear a shirt, which is still kind of weird, or I'm going to have to take it off and they're going to know. Which I plan on telling him eventually. I'm just, like, I don't know how long I want to be stealth for. Because I don't know him well enough. I'm just trying to get a read on him, like, if he'd care or not. I don't think he would, but I just, like, he just moved here. He's 19. He's never been away from home. Like, I don't want to freak him out. Even though I'm sure he'd be cool. I don't know. I just think it's really funny. This is the longest I've ever gone, like, not telling somebody who I've, like, seen on a daily basis. Like, I don't tell strangers. But if I'm going to see someone on a daily basis, like, I'd tell them because I just want to be upfront and honest. I really don't know how to work my washer and dryer, I'm gonna be honest. I keep hearing it, thinking it's something else, and it's just, like, I swear it's, like, a spaceship and it's about to, like, take off, like, the amount of noises it makes. It used to not make these noises, but I don't know what I'm doing wrong. It's one of those contraptions that's literally a washer and a dryer, like, in one. There's no, like, separate thing. Like, you wash it and dry it at once. Like, you'd think it'd be convenient, but if it sucks, I hate it. But the alternative is I would have to pay for a laundromat or something like that. So I'm not complaining too much, but it's really annoying. And it's small. And since it's small, I can't, like, do all my clothes. And now that I have a roommate, we've got my clothes and his clothes. So it's just annoying. But anyways, I really don't know where this podcast is going, and I just wanted to kind of say that a big thing that happened in my life this week was I got a roommate. It's really cool. I think God found me a really cool roommate who I can be friends with and make that kind of connection with, since he's new to the area also, and I'm really excited about it. I don't know when he's going to find out I'm trans or how that's going to be, so that's going to be real interesting. I'll definitely update the podcast on when that happens. It'll probably be a story time, but I'm excited. I'm excited for what the future holds. The beginning of the year was a little rough, but I'm really excited on where I'm at right now, and I have a second job I also started this week. I'm super excited about that. I'm trying to get top surgery. So, I am actively trying to work and save for it, but if anyone does feel like they want to donate, I do have a GoFundMe in my link tree and my social media bio, so if you could, I would greatly appreciate it. It's something I've been waiting a long time for, and, something I'm really looking forward to. So, but I'm excited. There's big things to come this year. 2021 is going to be a great year. Claim it. Work towards it. Work towards your goals. No one's stopping you but you. You want to go to the gym? Go to the gym. If you don't want to go to the gym, don't go to the gym. Like, whatever it is, like, do what you want to do. Like, that sounds so weird to say. But, like, honestly, life is too short. So, like, just do you. Like, that's all I got to say. Like, life's too short. If you want to tell someone something, I say tell them. Like, who the fuck cares? Like, a freaking pandemic happened in 2021. Who knows what's going to happen next year? Who even knows if there even is going to be a next year? God doesn't even guarantee the next day. So I say, if you want to tell someone something, tell them. You love someone, tell them. Like, really. Life's too damn short. So, anyways, I'm not going to drag this on too long. I really didn't have a game plan for today, but that was my podcast that was going through it, I think this is now episode 7 or 8, I have to check, but every week, stay tuned for a new episode. I'm guaranteed there's going to be no structure to it whatsoever, probably, but please stay tuned, because my life is interesting, and this podcast is going to get a whole lot interestinger. I think it's been pretty interesting, but you guys don't even know half of it, so please subscribe. I think you can subscribe or follow podcast. Follow my podcast. I think it's getting close to being on Apple Podcasts, which would be so cool. That's a dream of mine to be on Apple Podcasts. It's crazy that like podcasts are blowing up now too, which kind of sucks because I literally been wanting to make a podcast like way before they were even like popular, but I didn't know how to do any of that, nor did I have a microphone. But I'm super excited for my podcast. I'm gonna get some new cover art probably soon. And if you guys do have any topics you want to talk to me about or want my opinion on or anything like that, please, 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 if you're listening to this, go to my social media and DM me and let me know a topic or anything. I promise you I will make a video or a podcast on it as long as, like, I have something to say, which I normally have something to say about anything. So, and as long as it's not too, like, doesn't cross too many lines, like, lines in my personal life, I don't care about other lines, to be honest. Like, I'm honest, I'm an open book, like, I'll say what I want to say, but if it crosses personal lines between me and relationships between me and someone else, that's kind of where I draw the line. But besides that, please feel free to send me what you guys want to hear from this podcast, because we're going to go through it. Whatever it is, we're going through it. I'm with you. You're with me. We're all going to get through it. We're going to go through it. And we're going to come out the other side stronger than ever. So please know that you are loved. And I love every single one of you guys who listens, who doesn't listen. I know I don't have a huge listening base. I think I average like 3 to 4 listens per podcast. But, you know, we're going to keep growing. It's only up from here, and I love every single one of you guys. You guys have a fantastic day, night, whenever you're listening to this, and I will catch you guys real soon. Well, I'll catch you next week, and we should be back to Wednesdays by next week. So I'll see you guys then. Bye. Love you.